Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Draft 101 tonight with Broadus, Bobby, and Zach Wolchuk here in the building downstairs. What time does that start, Bob?
6:45, the doors will open, and we'll be hanging out. We'll have free food from Whataburger, so that'll be good right there. And then also, yeah, myself, Brian Broadus, Zach Wolchuk, answering all your draft questions.
Chop is honeymooning in Italy, so it's Sean Sharif and our Cowboys insider with you on your home of America's team. The real thing next Thursday with the best round one and draft coverage around. One of our favorites from the Super Bowl is joining us right now, the former Falcons general manager, part of Sumer Sports, Thomas Dimitroff, back with us on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, man. How are you?
Gentlemen, great to be here. What, Choppy's out? I mean, I thought he was on like a bench press comp somewhere in Vegas.
I know. He came back to us one day at the Super Bowl and said, yeah, I was over there with Dimitroff for like 10, 15 minutes. So I was afraid you'd be disappointed that we had you on and he wasn't here. So I'm a little bit worried about that. But yeah, he's out repping it somewhere in between. Give me an Italian stereotype.
I don't know, meatballs.
Oh, meatball. Way to go, Bob. Very easy. Thomas, how do you view the draft today differently with Sumer and everything else compared to when you were Falcons GM?
It's a great question. I think I'm so much more open-minded to the understanding of augmenting appropriately, keyword, with proper data out there, right? I think a lot of us were flying by the seat of our pants. Not that we weren't good, and not that there's not a lot of really good football men out there, but I think we are short-sighted, generally speaking, by not utilizing the data as a supplement. And I think that's where I would have been a lot more aggressive, and I would be if I ever got back into that position.
Okay, so give us an example using the data and how it's not being utilized in terms of what?
Yeah, look at it this way. When you're writing up players and you're subjectively having your scouts, their eyes on it, on the players, and they write up 30 metrics for a quarterback, for instance, I would 100% require my data group to provide a sort of juxtaposition line on as many of those position specifics that we could pull data into so we could compare, i.e. short accuracy. We watch a quarterback, we evaluate him with our eye, and then we take the short accuracy from the data, and we decide where the differences are, and we dig in. That's a great example of how I do it on many, many elements of the game.
So I'm going to give you an RJ theory and see what you think. Because of the miss rate in the first round, RJ sometimes takes shots at personnel evaluators, and he'll say, you don't really know what quarterback's going to be better. You just know you need a quarterback, so pick one. So if the Giants don't love Shador, they should still pick him because there's a 50% chance that they're wrong and you fix your quarterback position. What do you think of that?
I think it's tough to be kind of to throw a dart at 50%. If that's truly what you're you know, alluding to, that's not, maybe you're exaggerating a little bit on that respectfully, but I think, you know, chances are going to be taken. We know at that position, we know at the defensive end, you know, pass rushers, so many mistakes are made. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of planning. You also not only have to get the player right, But you better make sure that your offensive coordinator and your head coach have the right game plan to make sure you're not putting that new quarterback in a spot. Matt Ryan, we threw him 22 to 25 times. We had Michael Turner around him. Eventually, we had Tony Gonzalez. Get the right people around him and don't extend them early. That's a big key. So I say it's just very important to make sure you know what you have. Now, by the way, the last thing is you better make sure that that personality is going to be able to be handled by that organization, i.e. Shadur. Great family, of course, his dad, et cetera, et cetera. But that kid is on top of it. And if you don't have the confidence and the swagger as a GM and a head coach to deal with it, I think it's, you know, it can be the wrong situation. Not suggesting that with the Giants at all, just suggesting in general.
Former GM Thomas Dimitroff here on 105.3 The Fan. You interviewed with the Titans, right?
I did.
What would you do with their number one pick? And did you have to have that answer already for them whenever you interviewed months ago?
I did have to have that answer. That was one of the things I addressed. There's no question I have not been notorious for trading back. I've always been a trade-up guy because I'm about not sitting on your hands. Man, you have to be aggressive in this league, and you can't just wait for things to happen. That said, when you're at one and the availability to move back 5, 10, 15 spots and gain a lot of draft booty is a very attractive element. However, Tennessee, the more I dig into that, you realize – they need someone to spin the ball. I know they have Levis there, and they're trying to figure out if that's right or wrong. But, man, to pass up an opportunity to get who you think might be the top. Now, this is a tough quarterback group. You guys know that. Not that they're not good.
Yeah.
But the difference in this year's draft class from last year's just, you know, recently is significant. That's a big deal on Tennessee. Cam Ward, it seems like that should be their pick. Though I would entertain right up to the minute to see what you could do on a lot of those other elements. They need a lot on their offensive line building, too.
How are you handling the Colorado duo? Travis Hunter comes in, and he goes, if I'm not playing two ways, he probably means, you know, some, I'd rather not play football. How are you handling Hunter primary position, the two-way question, and then all of the noise with Shadur?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I would say on the dual role thing, I mean, what separates this guy from many over the last few years, of course, is the ability to play both versatility. At every position, it's key. It makes you more money. It makes you more notorious at every level. This kid has the athleticism and the requisite speed and traits to thrive on both sides. Look, you need him as a corner coming out. There's a dearth of corners, I would say, more than there are receivers. I would also sprinkle him in as a receiver to waste his abilities as a defensive back. Just playing receiver, I think, is a short sight.
Thomas Dimitroff joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. When you look at what the Cowboys need right now, they're sitting there at pick number 12, and it feels like the last few years for the Cowboys, they've been right on the edge of where people are talking about the first round grades might dry up. But when you look at Dallas at 12, where would you be looking at if you were at the Cowboys and say, all right, this is kind of where I think we might see a guy slide to us there at 12 that would really help out what we're looking for?
Well, look, I mean, it's very apparent that you guys need both a number two receiver and you need a strong running game. I mean, that running game, obviously, the back end of the 20s in a lot of categories, and I could dig into a lot of those Sumer analysis, but I won't right now. The reality is those are two needs. You know that, as well as corner, et cetera, et cetera. I know that there's a lot of talk out there about Tet McMillan coming there. He is a viable candidate for sure at that spot. Do you really want at 12 to take Ashton Jeanty? I mean, hell of a football player and back. Can build around him like the Falcons are building around their running back. Is that really the right move to make? I think they'd be better suited to build that number two receiver. They have defenses in your division, as you guys know, with both Philly, of course, and Washington, man, that are just rocking with defensive-minded coaches. And I think you have to up that game. We all know that. That's not magic, of course.
So Bijan, Saquon, Jahmyr Gibbs, they haven't totally changed your mind about that first-round running back value.
No, they have. They're
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Wonderful players, and I think it's so great for our league to have them back in the stance of instead of just completely disregarding them. It was ridiculous, I thought. I'm a huge believer, again, very, very quickly, retroactively, what Michael Turner did for Matt Ryan and his development, I know you don't have a young quarterback, but an offense was vital for Matt's evolution, right? And you have to have that run game to take the pressure off your quarterback, whether he's aged or not. That's a big deal. I love what running backs do. I do concern myself that 4 years in of running a guy like Bijan Robinson, who is great, one of my favorites to play, how long does that last? And you have to think about it. However, this is a here and now time. You're exactly right. What about in 4 years you run the heck out of a guy like Genty, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have to look at that. I think as a GM and as an owner slash GM, you have to look at the value of that, and then you also have to think about the value. There are some other really good backs out there that I think you can get in day two and three. Now it's tough to pass up some of these special guys.
Thomas, we have this debate when you talk about that first contract. I'm always saying no. I need the two contract player, especially if it's going to be a first round pick. Others will say, will you go and get Zeke as a finishing piece and you just come to terms with that second contract not being there or maybe haunting you? How do you view that with your first and second round players?
It's a great point. I'm a huge believer in retention rate. It was one of the things I focused on a lot. And if you look back at the Falcons over those years that we were there, we were one of the highest retention rates because we have to build through the draft. We have to be mindful, be creative with the next contract. 100% agree with you. However, interestingly enough, it's not always that easy, right? There are things that play into it, and all of a sudden you have a character issue, you have an injury issue, whatever it may be, and then you're flailing on that second contract. It is imperative as much as possible to do that, and I think focusing on that and making sure that you have the complete package that way, so to speak, that you know that you're not going to be, can I say pissing up the proverbial tree? I don't. The reality is, as a team builder, I mean, it's so important to make sure that you have that in mind, and you have to approach it that way. If it comes up short, you look your owner in the eye, you take a deep gulp as a PPD or whoever it is answering to Jerry, and you're like, all right, well, we missed on that and move forward.
Which receiver would you prefer if you were here in Dallas and you were looking at that 12th pick? If Tetero McMillan's there along with Matthew Golden from Texas, who seems to be building up a lot of buzz, two different type of receivers, which one would you prefer for what Dallas does?
Well, I think, you know, with CD being who he is and how special he is, like he's for sure a top 10, right, and most of where he is. I like the idea of Tet because I think his size is a good complement. We had a lot of success with good size, strong receivers in Atlanta. Obviously, Julio Jones, but Roddy White, and we were thriving there. And then have your third as a guy that has more, you know, movement ability is how I look at that. I think that's where I would go with it. I mean, there are some other great receivers out there. I mean, Torrey Holton, you know, Horton is a hell of a receiver as well. Andrew Armstrong out of Arizona. Or Arkansas, excuse me, and there are some guys like that. There are some special players out there that are a good-sized guy, Pat Bryant at Illinois. I think these are the kind of guys that I think you need to focus on and decide. But in the end, I just think that people aren't off on that. I think that is a really viable choice for you guys.
Thomas Dimitroff joining us here on 105 Through the Fan, talking a little bit about the NFL draft and what the Cowboys might have at their disposal. Let's say McMillan does get snatched up before 12, as a guy who initially it seemed like was getting talked about as a top five type of player. If McMillan's not there, which direction do you think would make sense for the Cowboys? Would it be something in the trenches, maybe go get an offensive lineman like Kelvin Banks, or potentially say, all right, let's address something on the defensive line, get a guy with some upside like Mykel Williams? Which direction would you go if the receivers get a little tapped out by the time you get to 12?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I would love for Dallas to get back to building that O-line with the losses that they had this year. you know, with the retirements and such. I just think that that would be a great place to go. There are some damn good interior offensive linemen and O linemen, honestly, that have tackle slash guard ability back to versatility. I think this is a really cool draft to mess around in that area, so to speak. And that's where I would probably go. I don't know if the receiver isn't there again, back to drafting that high as a running back. I'm not sure if that is where I'd go. But there are some great edge rushers and interior D linemen that I think that you guys could benefit from greatly as well. I'm playing the fence here, guys, but the reality is this is a good draft to be in the middle of the draft, middle to the front of the draft like you guys are in Dallas, to land someone who can be a game changer. And then you'll continue to build through the beginning, you know, the 12s, all the way through the rounds. I think you can pull off some legitimate players.
All right, so Dallas, you mentioned there's a deeper draft. Steven Jones talked about this the other day, that they feel like it's maybe not top heavy, but it stretches pretty deep. They don't have a fourth rounder. So if they were to trade back, when you were in the league, who would you look at and go, oh, I know this guy will be, there's a good chance this guy would be itching to come up. Like you said, you're a trade up guy. Who do you look around to the league and say, that's a trade up guy, that's probably somebody they should give a call to?
Well, you know, just so you guys know, I worked the line like a madman prior to the drafts. I was on the phone probably 2 weeks before gauging everyone's interest. I think it wasn't in any way like kind of flipping and people going, oh, TD's calling again, trying to trade and trying to garner information. But it's imperative as a general manager to be aggressive that way so you can set the tone going into the draft, as you're suggesting, narrowing it down to 5, 6, or 7 guys. I mean, look, there are certain guys out there. Howie is always going to be, you're never going to do that. I'm just using him as an example in Philly. I can't imagine in-division trading. I'm not a fan of that as much as possible. It really agitates me. But there are guys in line like that who I think are aggressive like that. And I would say right now, you're putting me on the spot, so I can't really give you an answer. I know there are people out there that are on the edge of their seat. They're waiting for calls. And the last thing they're waiting for is throw out a scenario to them and whet their appetite and have them interested in calling you back closer to the draft or on draft day.
Thomas, give us a refresher again on Sumer.
Sumer Sports right now, sumersport.com. Obviously, we're really excited. We have 600 years of NFL experience. We are a combination of subjective, which is the iScout, as well as the objective, which is 50 plus data scientists and engineers in this group that work really diligently. So we get the propeller heads. God bless them. I love them. That's not disrespectful. And the foot heads. And we're working together, and we work well together. We check and balance each other as an organization. We are roster management. Remember, we're not game time decision making. We're about roster management, roster building. Honestly, for both the NFL and NCAA, we're really breaking hard into the NCAA as well. We're excited about it.
Great to have you back on, man. Sorry you missed Choppy. Knock out a chin up for him, and we'll catch up with you next time. Enjoy the draft.
Thanks, guys. Always great.
The great Thomas Dimitroff on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Did Clay Thompson justify his signing last night against the Kings? Mavs, Rangers, Stars, next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.